before sunset. I'd be afraid to be out here alone at night in this jungle paradise. Uh-oh. What was that? Who the hell could that be?
Who's that?
Oh, no!
Oh, God!
No! Oh, my God! Oh, don't do that!
Oh, he's ripping you!
Don't
do that! Oh, my! Don't do that!
What do you think I'm doing?
Thank you.
I still did destroy her, and I will smash Halo World.
Remember now, introduce yourself and read what's on the paper in front of you. You got it? Yeah, I got it.
Okay, fine. Dwayne Staupe, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Dwayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Dwayne. Dwayne, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Staupe of Black Tooth. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dwayne. No, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Yeah, good idea. This is Dwayne Staupe, PSA, take 10.
Hi, this is Dwayne Staupe. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Cut, Dwayne. Dwayne, this spot is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Staupe, PSA, take, 11.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Staupe telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. It's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say, don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Staupe. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs, and if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive!
Think about
your booty, shake that brain. Mumbo jumbo, feel no pain. Scratch and spit those zigger knots. We all be the cybernauts.
How about sharing one more coconut cream pie? How about skinny dipping down by the shore? How about spending more time repairing the mirror? How about sharing one more coconut cream pie? How about skinny dipping down by the shore? How about spending more time repairing the minnow? Who packs brandy or gowns on a 3-hour tour? Thank you, Gilligan. Thank you, Skipper. Thank you, Thurston Lovey-ho. Thank you, Professor. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, thank you, Ginger.
Grande Taco Grande.
Yo quiero Jimmy Jungles y Chili Carrero. Yo tengo el dinero para un steak picado. Las tatas y tamales siempre muy bueno. Y el chili relleno. You see, I just gotta have a tostada, carne asada. That's right, I want the whole enchilada. My only addiction has to do with a flour tortilla. I need a quesadilla. I love to stuff my face with tacos al carbón. With my friends or when I'm all alone. Yo tengo mucho hambre y ahora lo quiero. Un burrito ranchero. So give me something spicy and hot now. Break out the menu, what you got now? Who would you tell the waiter I'd like to have sour cream on the side? You better make sure the beans are refried.
Taco Grande. Grande.
Well, there's not a taco big enough for a man like me. That's why I order two or three. Let me give you a tip, just try a nacho chip. It's really good with bean dip. I eat uno, dos, tres, cuatro burritos. Pretty soon I can't fit in my speedos. Well, I hope they feed us lots of chicken fajitas and a peach or margaritas. Well, the combination plates all come with beans and rice. The taquitos here are very nice. Now I'm down on my knees. We need some extra tomatoes and cheese. And could you make that separate checks, please?
Taco Grande. Taco Grande.
Buenas noches, señor, y bienvenido a El Rico's Casa de Salsa. Tenemos muchos platos muy sabrosos. Si puedo recomendar el ardiente pollo al infierno, muy delicioso. Sus ojos se quemarán, su estómago estará en fuego. Se quedarán en el baño por una semana. ¿Entiendes lo que digo, gringo estúpido tonto?
Well, the food is coming, I can hardly wait. Now watch your fingers, careful hot plate. What you think you're doing with my chili con queso? Well, if you want some, just say so. Oh boy, pico de gallo. They sure don't make it like this in Ohio. No gracias, yo quiero jalapenos. Nada más, you can toss away the hot sauce. ¿Dónde están los nachos? Holy frijoli. You better get me a bowl of guacamole. ¿Y usted, Eugene? Why's your face turning green? Don't you like a pinto bean? You want some more? Cinnamon crispas? If you don't, hasta la vista. Just take the rest home in a doggy bag if you wanna. You can finish it mañana. Well, it's been a pleasure. I can't eat no more. Señor La Cuenta, por favor. If you ain't ever tried real Mexican cooking, well, you oughta. Just don't drink the water.
Taco Grande.
We're Missy and singing little spiders. And this is our silly song.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you. First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation for you to drag out your oil paints and paint along with us each week. Let's go over to the canvas here and let's get started.
I believe, every day's a good day when you paint. I believe, it'll bring a lot of good thoughts to your heart. I believe, every day's a good day when you paint. I believe, it'll bring a lot of good thoughts to your heart.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. Start out by believing here. You can almost paint with anything. All you have to do is practice. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Cause you can do it. Give it a little touch. Give it a little push. Make love to the canvas. Give it a little touch. Give it a little push. Caress it. Very gentle. Grab it. Lift it. Fluff it. You can go on and on and on. Back and forth. Back and forth. Layer after layer after layer. Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. By believing here, this is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Cause you can do it. Relax, let it flow. Think like water. Relax, let it flow. You can go on and on and on. We don't make mistakes. We just have happy accidents. Do anything that you want to do. Total power. Sing along, have a good time. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Cause you can do it. I believe. I believe, every day's a good day when you paint. I believe, it'll bring a lot of good thoughts to your heart. I believe, every day's a good day when you paint. I believe, it'll bring a lot of good thoughts to your heart.
Song that I wrote about singing folk songs. It's called I Like Singing Folk Songs.
Will you show up late? I'll show up later. My boss is 18 and I really hate her. I'm 35 and I'm still a waiter, cause I like singing folk songs. 11 CDs all for a penny. I look and I look but I can't find any. NSYNC doesn't stir the soul of a man when he likes singing folk songs. You know the joke there is only a folk who would still try to buy a CD. Now you may have heard, I came to it lately. The concept at first it somehow escaped me, but I have learned to appreciate it greatly. I like singing folk songs. If you ask me, it's kind of like tofu. You ain't sure what it is, you ain't sure you want to. You spice it up, it's pretty good for you. I like singing folk songs. A wayfaring stranger in a shady grove. A mama does a dog bite, no child, no. If I get home before daylight, it means I didn't play enough last night. Now I like the songs that kind of stay in one key. I don't like the Beatles that sound like the Monkees. I don't care if Major Tom's a junkie. I like singing folk songs. I like singing about trains that come off the tracks. Working in the mines till your face gets black. Two lovers at the river, one ain't coming back. I like singing folk songs. I get to play new places, get to meet new friends, hang out with all the Unitarians. It's almost like going to church again. I like singing folk songs. You say I'll never get rich. Shows how much you know. Just yesterday, I booked me a great show. $25 for one night in Juneau. I like singing folk songs. Well, the great Reuben James on a Halifax pier. The city of New Orleans pulling out of here. If I get home before daylight, it means I didn't play enough last night. So kick off your shoes, put your drink on the table, bluegrass and blues, and we go where they go. I spent 15 hours by a dang Winnebago, cause I like singing folk songs. Now you show up late, I'll show up later. My boss is cute, but I really hate her. I'm 35 and I'm still a waiter, cause I like singing, if you can call it singing. My throat is sore and my fingers are stinging, and the bagpipes roar still got my ears ringing, but I like singing folk songs.
Whoa, sorry. I'm sorry. I got carried away there. Okay, yeah, all right. So please don't tell anybody you heard that. All right, KBC here with you. Another edition of the Bill Slap. And today we present our 36th in a continuing series of mind-blowing grab bag theater. And we started out with The Explorer, something put together by Napoleon the 14th. I guess that's his voice in there. I always love that thing. It's a perfect way to start a show. I've done it a couple of times, and I hope you don't get sick of it, but you'll probably hear it again. Anyway, after that, Alice Cooper from the album Killer, Halo of Flies. The Dwayne Stomp PSA was Travesty Limited, one of those comedy troupes from the 80s that eventually went down in flames and was never heard from again. Too bad. Drive by Love was by LSD. That's the Leary Stokes duets. Timothy Leary and Simon Stokes. Don't know much about Simon Stokes, but I did find a lot of material about him, so I will check it out and get back to you, okay? Money Shot Cosmonauts after that. Thank you, Gilligan. And thank you, Alanis Morissette, for not suing somebody about that. Weird Al after that. Taco Grande. Patty Body Bop was Mr. Jan and his singing Little Spiders, as opposed to the big singing spiders, which sound entirely differently. Melody Sheep, after that, Song Stranglers. And that was Happy Little Clowns, a tribute to Bob Ross. And Bob, if you remember, was the guy that would paint. He'd start out with a blank white canvas, and as if by magic, it would become a great picture after about a half an hour. And he used to have this insane, absolutely insane banter about happy little clouds and happy little trees. And, oh, just it was wacko. Back in my days when I was getting high and not working all the time, I used to make sure I watched that every day and got really good and stoned for it. I miss you, Bob. After that, after Bob, Butch Ross. I like singing folk songs. Butch is a good guy. I've met him a couple of times. He's from Nashville way. Very good mountain dulcimer player, and a good writer, etc. too. So, anyway, that brings us up to what we got now. We got the good stuff coming up. You just heard the good stuff, and now we got the good stuff. So, stay tuned, and we'll be back to talk about it at the proper time, and not before.
There's a holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, Khrushchev's doing Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you? Thank you.
up in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, Khrushchev's doing Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
Hayır olamaz diyecekti elbette benim memleketim. Çünkü Kıbrıs Türkleri...
Elbette bir gün buluşacağız.
Umuduyla bekliyor Rauf Denktaş.
Boşmamız yar ne zaman, yar ne zaman, yar ne zaman.
Diye soruyordu Bülent Ecevit, hemen Londra'ya uçtu. Fakat İngilizler...
Arkadaş... Dur bekle.
İyince cevap hazırdı kendilerine.
Oyalama beni sen boş yere.
Ve Ecevit hükümeti yıllardır beklenen dinamik kararı verdi. Şaşırtmıştık dünyayı. Kissinger acele Nixon'a koştu. Ama Nixon...
Gitmek mi zor, kalmak mı zor?
Derdindeydi. Kissinger'ın güzel sekreterleri ise telefon başından ayrılamıyordu.
Alo, buyurun.
Ne oldu?
Ve Türk askeri Kıbrıs'ta tepeden iniyor, denizden çıkıyor, karada yürüyor, ilerliyor, ilerliyor, ilerliyordu. Yunanistan perişandı.
Eyvah, eyvah, eyvah.
Çaresiz kalan junta Paris'teki Karamanlis'e seslendi.
Gel, gel, gel, gel, gel, gel.
Çocuk kral Konstantin kendini alındı, o da heveslendi.
Benim de canım var.
Öte yanda kendi siperlerinde askerlerini bulamayan Clarides soruyordu.
Hangi rüzgar attı seni?
Hangi rüzgar olacak? Mehmetçik rüzgarıydı bu. Önüne düşen Rum askeri Yunan subayı için...
Bir ihtimal daha var. O da...
Kaçmaktı. Akıllanmamıştı Yunanlı. Bunlar değil miydi yıllar önce İzmir'de süngülü deniz banyosu alırken?
Tövbeler tövbesi
diye yalvaranlar. Unutmuşlardı demek. Uzaklarda Makaryos sızlanıyordu.
Ellerim böyle boş, boş mu kalacaktı?
Mehmetçik'le Mücahit el ele vermiş ilk hedefe varmışlardı. Bütün dünya bize Girne'yi gösteriyordu.
Artık senin orası.
Ateş kesilmiş, Cenevre'de masaya oturmuştuk. Yunanlı İngiliz'e yanaştı.
Bir pusula, sana döndü her fırsatta.
Bizim de...
Artık yeter vazgeçsen uyumdan.
Diye kestirip atmamız gerekirdi. Turan Güneş de öyle yaptı. Çünkü İngiliz...
Arkadaşımın aşkısı.
Havasıyla iki tarafı da uyutmaya kalkıyordu. Bizimkilerse ayağa kalktı ve... Anlaşmaya istediğimiz maddeleri koymazsanız...
Koy koy koy koy koy. Koy koy koy koy koy.
Ya Makaryos...
Senin hiç dostun olmaz.
Kıbrıs'taki Yunan subayları...
Senin yüzünden salim, derbeder benim halim.
Diye Enosis'e veryansın ediyor, arkalarına bakmadan bayraklarını bile bırakıp kaçıyordu.
Geriye dönmem, ben deliyim.
Dünyaya bir kez daha göstermiştik ki bizimle savaşmak isteyen olursa...
İşte söyledin, görün sonlarını.
Ama hiç ders almış görünmüyorlar mı? Çete savaşı mı? Gerilla harbi mi? Ne? Yunanistan bizimle savaş mı? Bunu Mehmetçik duyarsa ne der Yunan'a bilir misiniz?
Bir gece ansızın gelebilirim. Bir gece ansızın gelebilirim. Bu kadar yürekten çağırma beni. bir gece ansızın gelebilirim. Bir gece ansızın gelebilirim.
Bir başkadır benim memleketim. Lay lay.
I'm cherishing a secret in my bosom about this dreadful stage life that I lead. I've heard it said that pros are decent people, but according to the papers that I read, both actresses and actors are dead wrong'uns, whether from the palace or the hippodrome. The chaps I meet outside know I'm an actor, but I never breathe a word of it at home. So my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. It would break a poor old heart if she found out. She knows I'm a deserter from the Scottish Fusiliers. She knows I stole a blind man's can. That got me 7 years. She knows I've been connected with a gang of West End pests. And the police have had me twice inside the cage. And she knows I mix with ladies that have got a shady past. But my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. Sometimes she sees the powder on me clothing. And then it's such a nuisance to explain. If she thought it was powder, she'd go crazy. Of course I have to tell her it's cocaine. The day she met me out with Gladys Cooper, she started screaming murder and police, and would have caused a dreadful scene in public. So I told her that the girl was Crippen's niece, 'cause my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. And when I draw £600 each week, if she knew where it came from, she'd shoot me like a dog. So I said I stole the money box from an Irish synagogue. She can think that I'm a murderer before she'll know the truth. I have to have respect for her old age. And she knows that I'm a bigamist, a blackguard and a crook. But thank heaven she don't know I'm on the stage.
Gather round you, ukulele players, gather round you, hey, hey, heyers. When I get through, you'll throw your youth away. There's a gal, the ukulele player, finest in the land. When she was born with a ukulele in her hand. She couldn't dance and she couldn't sing, she couldn't do another thing. But oh, how she could play a ukulele. Though she had a funny face, she was welcome any place. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. She'd play aloha, that meant goodbye, and make you aloha way with a sigh. Any place where she was found, all the boys would hang around. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. Never cared about a ukulele. Now I'm taking lessons daily. I love it, so I play it all the time. She taught me the cutest way of strumming. You should hear me now. I strum away all the day. She's a little teaching fool and how. Thank you. side. Any place where she was found, all the boys would hang around. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. She'd play a woman that meant goodbye and made you go some way with a sigh. Oh, how she could play a ukulele.
A laundry man in a shop with an old green door. He's dying all day, your linen away. He really makes me sore. He's lost his hat to a Chinese girl and his laundry's all gone wrong. All day he'll flirt, scorch your shirt. That's why I'm singing this song. Oh, Mr. Woo, what shall I do? I'm feeling kind of limehouse, Chinese laundry blue. This funny feeling keeps round me. A perforated rudder, Mr. Wolf. What shall I do? I'm feeling kind of lime out Chinese laundry blue. Now, Mr. Wolf, he's got a naughty eye that flickers. You ought to see it wobble when he's ironing ladies' blouses, Mr. Wolf. What shall I do? I'm feeling kind of lime out Chinese laundry blue. Got a laundry kind of tricky. He starts me shirts and collars, but he never touch me waistcoat, Mr. Woo. What shall I do? I'm feeling kind of lime out Chinese laundry blue.
Screech from Wembley Stadium. Today we're going to watch the finals in the All Britain George Formby contest. We will see would-be George Formbys from all over the land singing and playing some of his more famous songs. There is a very distinguished panel of judges this year. Barbara Cartland to judge the age of the contestants, Sir Freddie Laker who will fly the winner free of charge to Wigan, and Rudolf Nureyev. Yes, Nureyev is here, and you may just wonder why. However, it is a little known fact that since he defected to the West, he has become a devoted George Formby fan. He was weaned on an early Formby 78 record his parents had smuggled into Russia, and is at this very moment in time preparing a George Formby ballet which he has called George Formby Meets Giselle, in which he will partner Dame Margot Fontaine. Listen to the crowd. Lord Longford is here to make certain that what occurred last year, a false, filthy, pornographic song, is not suddenly sung. You may recall Lord Longford raised his white anti-porn wire and the contender was rapidly rushed from the platform or stage and a George Formby gag stuffed like lightning into his mouth. We all know Formby was famous for his innuendos, but he never resorted to filth, and it may put a damper on the whole festival. Now, tonight's first contender, a Mr. William Fruit from Doncaster, is going to play the traditional Chinese laundry blues on his autographed George Formby ukulele. So let us hear it.
Now Mr. Wu was a laundryman at a shop with an old green door. He died all day and leaning away, and that's what makes me sour. He lost his hat to a Chinese girl, now his laundry's all gone wrong. All day he'd flirt and scorch his shirt, that's why I'm singing this song. Oh, Mr. Wu, what shall I do? I've got those kind of Chinese lime and laundry blue.
Stopped Fruit just as he was going into the chorus. Yes, the judges have stopped him. They've stopped him. Yes, they've stopped him because he should have started with the traditional George Formby catchphrase, ha ha, it's turned out nice again, hasn't it? Contenders must all start with this catchphrase before they begin the song. So that's it, I'm afraid. The end of Mr. Fruit for the moment until they all assemble for the massed, floodlit George Formby songs. Now we have a Mr. Nigel Greeps from Eton and Cambridge and Sloane Square. And although much too young to have seen the early George Formby films, he heard a Formby record being played one night at a disco and has become a fanatic George Formby fan. He does not, unfortunately, have the traditional North Country accent, but he does have a very interesting George Formby style. Here he goes now.
Ha ha, it's turned out nice again, hasn't it?
It's me granddad's flannelette nightshirt. In it I was christened one day. At the church there were an whirl. Oh, no one seemed to know if I were boy or girl. Oh, they'd had one or two, and they were in a mess.
Ah, yes, the judges have stopped him because of the accent problem. He hasn't mastered the traditional Formby Wigan accent, and without that, there's no hope. He seems somewhat perturbed, has gone very pale, and is thumping the back of his banjolele. But he has nevertheless had to retire. Yes, there he goes now. It's sad, but there it is. It's all part of this huge, wonderful George Formby contest. Now, next, we have a very, very interesting George Formby coming up. A Hindu, Mr. Kumar Banerjee, who in Benares, India, heard a Formby record, only one Formby record, mark you, and until that time he had known only the traditional music by Ravi Shankar and Yehudi Menuhin. However, he made Formby his guru, and when his family moved to England, he continued with his Formby studies. Now he is going to sing Guarding the Home of the Home Guards. Here he comes now.
It has turned out nice again, has it not? I am guarding the home of the home guard, guarding the home guard home. All night long, sturdy and strong, doing what I'm told so I cannot go wrong. Last night, went out on LDP, one German soldier I did see. He ran like hell, but he couldn't catch me, guarding the home guard home. I am guarding the home guard, home guard. What is happening? What?
Yes, he's been stopped. Yes, he's been stopped, and I think I see what it is. Yes, yes, yes. He sounds a little too much like Peter Sellers and Spike Milligan. Even though he is wearing a very light makeup for the Formby image, yes, it won't work. Never mind. Or he's being taken off, but he will, of course, be included in the finals. What a shame, what a shame. The next contender is Herbert Thing from Wigan, from George Formby's own hometown, and the proud possessor of one of George Formby's original banjoleles. And he is going to sing Keep Your Seats, Please.
Turned out nice again, didn't it?
There's something very wrong here. Something very wrong indeed. Hello? Hello? Yes, they've discovered this fellow Thing, or whatever his name is, has been miming. He's been miming to an authentic George Formby record. I wonder what the scratching noise was. The band discovered they were out of tempo with it, and he has been absolutely forbidden from taking part in the finals. This has never happened here before, for a contender to resort to such sleazy tactics in order to win the gold buck teeth prize. It's absolutely despicable. Never has anyone mimed to an actual record of the master. He's being manhandled off by the ushers and is hitting out and struggling, but there are some very big bounces from up north, and he is being bounced off the stage. So that's the end of him. Now he will be taken before the judges, and I am told, suffer the traditional smashing of the banjolele, ripping of the blazer buttons, and crushing of the boater hat. This will be performed by the Lord Mayor of Wigan, Alderman Alderman.
You have disgraced yourself in the name of the late, great George Formby. We say that you are no longer entitled to take part in any George Formby contest in any part of Wales. We cannot stop you from playing in your own home, but we will do our best to prevent it. It turned out nice again, doesn't it?
Now the Crusher Royal steps up and takes a swipe at the banjolele with a huge sledgehammer. Yes, that's never going to be played again. Can you hear it? Oh, my goodness. The blazer buttons are being ripped off now. The crowd are very angry. You can hear them. Oh, they're very, very, very angry indeed. This could be very nasty. He's being frog-marched off the stage, and who knows what will happen to him once they get him round the back. It's very bad form indeed. Now, finally, in this incredible contest, we have Mr. Arthur Freds of Lewisham, who does quite a remarkable impression of George Formby and has written an original.
Turn out nice again, innit?
They're parking camels where the taxis used to be. At all them smart hotels, you'll see them constantly. Now, when a sheik says to the doorman, I think I'll buy this dump, it's the doorman, not the camel, who really gets the ump. They're parking camels where the taxis used to be. Which doesn't seem quite right, I think you'll all agree. Those guests who used to take a fillet steak so easy to digest, well, now they're told that all cold sheep's eyes are much the best. I know it's sad, but I think you'll all agree. They're parking camels where the taxis used to be.
Fella went in the Dorchester the other day, said, I like this place, put it on the bill. Knees up, mother brown. I know it's sad, but true, I think you'll all agree. They're parking camels where the taxis used to be. They're parking camels where the taxis used to be.
You can hear the terrific applause for the parking camel song. And it looks like he's won it. Yes, yes, he's won it. This year's National George Formby Finals. And, of course, he can continue now for the George Formby Internationals, where he will compete against the Russian George Formbys, the German George Formbys, the Jewish George Formbys, and, of course, the Chinese George Formbys. So let me ask my colleague, Major Rafe Ralph, if he's anything to add. Major, can you tell me, is there any truth in the fact that they are going to make a film of the George Formby story with John Travolta in the title role as a sort of dancing George Formby?
Yes, yeah. Well, that's the idea of it generally. Robert Stigwood, when he made all that loot, money, I mean, I thought to myself, there's a gold mine here, absolute gold mine, no end to it, no end to it at all. And so I am at this moment negotiating with the Americans with regard to Travolta. Formby had never heard of Travolta, and Travolta, of course, has never heard of Formby, but that doesn't matter. He soon will. I can't wait to watch Travolta dancing to the throbbing rhythms of me Auntie Mabel's knickers have got holes in the back. Yes, I think we could have an absolute world smash on our hands.
They're assembling on the stage now. The crowd here are going mad with enthusiasm. Listen to them. Mad. Absolutely mad. What a wonderful sight this is. I've rarely seen Wembley Stadium so jam full except on Cup Final Day. Now, the judges are stepping forward to award the winner the gold George Formby buck teeth, which, of course, he can keep and wear until next year. Here they are now, the gold teeth glittering in a magnificent velvet box. The runners-up will receive bronze teeth as a consolation prize. Now, to end this magnificent entertainment, all the finalists are being assembled onto the stage to sing Parking Camels at one at the same time, as a form of tribute to the great comedian. Of course, they will begin with the George Formby catchphrase. There they go now.
It has turned up. They're parking camels where the taxis used to be. And all this smart hotel to see them come today. Now, where the sheik says to the doorman, I think I'll buy his dog. It's the doorman, not the camel, who's really getting on.
They're parking camels where the taxis used to be. Which does not seem right, I think that you will all agree. Those guests who used to take a village steak so easy to digest, well, now they're told that the whole cold sheep sores are much the best.
Oh, I know it's that run through, I think they'll all agree. They're buying the camels where the taxis used to be.
Do you know Mr. Woods, the window cleaner now?
I don't care if he's a vacuum cleaner. All I want to know is, can you play the uke?
Yes, yes, you listen. Mr. Woo no longer has a laundry. Sad to say the business was a flop. He shouted, what a hope, as he chewed a bar of soap and then put up the shutters of the shop. Said Mr. Woo, what shall I do? And Mr. Woo's a window cleaner now. The laundry, it didn't pay. Now there's no clean collars down Limehouse way. When he goes out working, interest he arouses. Polishing the windows with worn-out ladies' blouses. He wears a pair of Cammy-nicks to save his Sunday trousers. 'Cause Mr. Woo's a window cleaner now. Now little Chinese wifey each day is getting madder. Tearing her silk stockings, her husband makes her sadder. All day long he wants to keep on running up the ladder. 'Cause Mr. Woo's a window cleaner now. And a one lung two, he had his eyesight tested. A most important matter. Through a bathroom window, a lady he peeps at her. His eyesight's getting better, but his nose is getting flatter. 'Cause Mr. Woo's a window cleaner now. Said Mr. Woo, what shall I do? And Mr. Woo's a window cleaner now. The laundry, it didn't pay. Now there's no clean collars down Limehouse way. Customers he's washed for now are in bad humours. They feel quite neglected, and I've heard the rumours. Lots of girls on winter nights go out without their garters. 'Cause Mr. Woo's a window cleaner now. Get the job?
Well, you're not bad, and I want somebody at once. I'll give you 20 quid a week.
How much?
Well, make it 25.
25?
Well, I can't pay any more. Take it or leave it.
I'll take it.
The sky isn't blue and the ocean. isn't bright. Healthcare will be resolved overnight. The world isn't round and the Buddha's not Zen. And we both have really good taste in men. And there really is a black forest land where everyone gets all their ham. And I swear, I fucking swear, I didn't Google you. Okay, I did, I admit, it was so easy to do. 7,008 results and I know everything about you. You're not a sex offender, but you feel home back in 1997. It really isn't that weird, come on, we're all adults here. Everybody Googles each other. Everybody does their Facebook research. It's how we get to know one another to make sure that we don't get raped. I don't have any mental disorder, and I don't spend my weekends watching Law and Order. It takes forever to get in my pants. This old-fashioned girl likes romance. I am not fearful of being alone, and Zach Morris had a really small phone. Ring, ring, ring, ring, ring, ring, ring, ring, ring. Cell phones in the 80s. And I swear, shit fucking swear, I didn't Google you. Okay, I did, I admit it, and I know that you Googled me too. How else would you have known that my dog contracted herpes? Sing it again, cause this melody feels really good to sing. Stop pretending it's taboo like masturbation in the 50s. Everybody Googles each other. Everybody does their Facebook research. It's how we get to know one another to make sure that you're not in porn. I do not mean to be jealous already, but who is that girl in those pictures? She's pretty. I think you may have dated her, or maybe she's your lesbian friend. I see that you got really drunk on your birthday. Was it sadness related, or were you just thirsty? I do not mean to make judgments now, but if we date, some things will have to change. Everybody Googles each other. Everybody does their Facebook research. It's how we get to know one another to make sure that you don't have cats.
All right. Let's just settle down and we'll try to make some sense out of all this, and then you can all go home, okay? All right. We started with the theme song to everybody's favorite sitcom, Car 54, Where Are You? Starred Fred Gwynne and Al Lewis and Joey Ross. Joey Ross. We're in the Ross thing today. Bob Ross, Butch Ross, Joey Ross. Okay. From about, what, 1962 or so. Following that, a Turkish break-in called Kibris, and that's by Sanat Silar Seslenayar. I cannot pronounce that. Please forgive me. I can barely read it. It's very blurry. I don't know. And then Billy Bennett, My Mother Doesn't Know I'm on the Stage. Please don't tell her. Back in the old days, it was a sin to be a stage person, an actor. Something like that. That was the lowest form of life. Of course, now it's the other way around. If you're a movie star or something like that, some kind of celebrity, you are the top of the evolutionary ladder. Anyway, that was Johnny Marvin. Johnny, a big ukulele guy. And of course, ukuleles were big back then. They're making a comeback now, but not quick enough. Following that, George Formby, the master of the banjo-lele. And that was called Chinese Laundry Blues. George was a big movie star in England in the 30s and the 40s. And so much so that they have the All England George Formby Finals. That was Peter Sellers. And that is a yearly event. I think there's about 7 or 8 people now that attend, but it used to be bigger. And then following that, a piece of a George Formby movie. Did all kinds of movies. And that was Mr. Wu's A Window Cleaner Now. Following that, Garfunkel and Oates. My Two Internet Sweethearts. Garfunkel and Oates is Randy Lindholm. I'm sorry, Ricky Lindholm and Kate Micucci. Kate, you've seen. I've seen Ricky on TV too from time to time. But they're a lot of fun. You can look them up on YouTube, etc. They are absolutely filthy. I love a woman who sings dirty. And that was called Google, in case you're wondering. So, all right, so that's it for this week. We have one more that is deservedly obscure from 1972. Hope you enjoy it. And if you don't, it'll be over eventually. So I'll be back next week with some more stuff. Please have a good week. And don't forget, keep singing. Yeah. Later.
Excuse me, sir. Look up the sky. It's the bird. It's an airplane.
Whoa!
It's flying.
All right!